Welcome to Entrepreneur Eats, a conversation about business and community with a side of eats. My name is Deanna Smith, and I'm your host. This is Entrepreneur Eats, and I have a special guest, Keith Vasquez.
Yes.
And nice to have you on the show today. We're going to hear all about your Native Youth Foundation. It is a 501c3, and I understand you serve all ages of the youth. And so tell me, how did you get started in this?
Well, we got started with it. My brother, Johnny Hughes, big shout out to him. He couldn't make it today. You know, he's got a full-time job up there at Valley View. And then he also runs a gym here in Escondido. North County MMA is his gym. I believe he's been the first Native American indigenous owner that I know of in Escondido for 15 years. So, you know, we're real proud of him and what he does. He's a huge inspiration for the community. So he had started this 501c3 Native Youth Foundation and brought me under it. I was continuously doing flag football from 2018 with traveling teams with ages from 8 to 12 years old. And we took three teams out to national tournaments, and his son played on the team.
Congratulations.
Yeah, so we were picking up sponsorships because money kind of ain't always coming easy for some families on the reservation. You know, I know a lot of people think casinos, money, but it don't all work that way in some of the different areas. So we try to provide everything free for the children. We don't let cost be an issue, whether it's uniform, taking them out of state to play in tournaments. So we were really on funding, but being, I guess we were just a business because we didn't have a nonprofit to be under. It was harder to get funding. So we would do a lot of just food sales and stuff like that. And then he started the nonprofit to do MMA workshops, right, to help the kids learn about what he does. So he brought us under it and since 2021. And, we've been growing at a fast rate since then.
Wow, congratulations. And you have such high energy. I can see how it could grow.
We started this because, unfortunately, you know, I didn't have the easiest, well, it's because of my choices, but I went down a bumpy road myself, in and out of juvenile facilities at a young age, you know, from 13 to 18. Had my son at 17 years old, you know, but that was a blessing in a way because that turned me from making decisions. But yeah, I ended up in county jail from 18, you know, in and out from about 18 to 26. And then just in and out on drugs and just not making good choices in life, you know. Would clean up a little bit there because I had my son, you know, and to be a part help coach, but still making bad choices. And
what was the pivotal moment where you turned into this incredible entrepreneur that you are today?
It was 2014. I just hit rock bottom. My house, by then 2014, I had my son. He was born in 2000, so that's kind of easy for me to always remember his age, right? 2014, so he was 14 at the time. My daughter was born in 2007, so she was seven, gonna be seven. My son, second son was 5, my youngest daughter probably 4. And unfortunately, I did some things and my house was raided. We had my house raided at 6 in the morning by 15 sheriffs. The kids were woken up to that, you know, and they were there because I was on probation looking for guns and drugs, which they didn't find any because I don't keep that inside of my house, but I was doing stuff that was associated with that. So they had to get the short end of the stick. And as soon as they arrested me, they took me. And then as they took me, I get to the jail and call, and my family members answer, and they're telling me they're trying to arrest my wife. They got my kids, maybe possibly trying to take them to Polinsky Center so Indian Child Welfare gets there. And it was a bad day. So after that, I kind of went to jail, ended up having to stay in jail for 2 months. And then my kids had to visit me in there and kind of got out and just was tired. I guess you just get tired of all that, right? And then I was 6 months clean into 2014. I got clean October, got released from jail, and then stayed clean. And then, man, it's always been a challenging, and I don't know, I pray on this, but I figure the times always happen. But I was 7 months totally clean off all drugs. And my brother passed away, my brother Josiah passed away in June of 2015. And man, that one hurt. And we had to, you know, in the Native American, we do different prayers. We do a thing called Awake, where we sing and bring prayers all night to help them journey to the other side. And I had to, you know, of course I was sober, we did all that. But the hardest is the burial, you know, the next day when you bury. And You know, unfortunately, you know, I'm so fortunate because I wouldn't change it. With our family, we have a big family, and sometimes everybody goes after the funeral. We go to eat, but sometimes it'll be everybody, you know, taking their emotions out different ways, whether it's drinking or everything else. And I just told him, I got to make it through this, right? We made it. So we made it through all that. And after that, I stayed clean till COVID. But yeah, after that's what kind of got me on the thing going. And from there, I just started coaching more. And then started playing in city leagues right here in NFL Flag San Diego and San Marcos. Big shout out to Greg and Chris Williams for the league they provide. And we started taking kids from the reservation to play in that league. From there, we started doing traveling. And yeah, it's been great ever since. And that is why we do it, is to give kids opportunities, because I'm born and raised on the reservation. My wife, Naleta Reed, she's from Rincon. So we really have a great connection from all the reservations in North County. And I just talk to the kids and try to tell them not to, what they don't have to do. Because, you know, I was raised by my grandparents. You know, my mother and father in and out of prison. So, you know, I guess I didn't think about it really a lot growing up. But it probably did have an effect on why I chose to use drugs and do all that stuff. And I guess you don't really realize that till you're, and that's now 40 years old, 40, 42. But I started, like, learning that in my late 30s, like, you know, learning, I guess, the science of it, you know, the trauma that comes with it and everything. And, yeah, so COVID happened. Ended up not doing some great things during COVID, and, you know, which I think a lot of people being stuck kind of, you know, end up having to break loose. So after that, my brother took me under the 501c, so I knew I had to be right, you know. So ever since then, we've been going, skyrocketing it up. And then, man, this last year was a great year for our organization, but also just a lot of loss on the reservation. Man, I lost three good friends of mine, one of my best friend, you know, and then a female and male on from Palma and La Jolla reservation. So doing this kind of is an outlet for me, right?
A very positive outlet. Yeah. You are breaking the cycle of generational trauma. And not only have you broken the cycle or breaking the cycle, you're helping the other youngsters do the same thing. So it's an amazing thing you're doing. Well, tell me about the foundation. Tell me, what do you do?
Okay,
how do you sign up?
History Month right here. Escondido Chamber. And, you know, with Native Americans, we are a matriarch society. You know, yes. A lot of people see, and I'm learning this daily from people that I speak to. You know, big shout out to my bro, Candace Middleton, out from the South Dakota reservation in there. And he was reminding me that, you know, a lot of people see Native American. They see Chief Sitting Bull, you know, they see Chief Joseph, but they see Crazy Horse, but they don't, they forget that when they made these decisions to do what they did for their people, that they went and met with their matriarchs, their wives. Mm-hmm. And their wives made the final decisions. So getting to learn that and more honor to that is why I see Women's History Month, because last year we started our women's flag football program under Native Youth Foundation. And we're the first traveling girls flag football team in North County at the time we were. Now there's about five or six more. But last year we were. And, we took girls to compete on a national level. Now, you know, it's going to be a flag football sport in 2028. And then we also had our first women's empowerment event last March for Women's History Month for the foundation. Yeah, we had it at the Rincon Brewery. We had ladies such as Maria Waldron come and speak. We had Bonnie Jill Laffin, the first cheerleader to cheerlead for the NBA and NFL. We had Adrian Smith, co-inventor of Blitz Champ, and Shiloh LeBeau, the first Native American gold glove and boxer. So women is a big thing in the foundation that we're bringing forefront in these next, well, always, but this next year, we've been just highlighting them a lot more. And we were blessed to put on a girls flag football camp in November, actually at Orange Lane High School, received a grant, a Parity Week grant from the Women's Sports Foundation, which is led by Billie Jean King. So for us, that was a pretty big accomplishment, a pretty big achievement. Only 21 organizations out of 200 that applied received it. So with the help of Judy Fitzgerald, you know, she helped us secure the fields at Orange Glen. And yeah, we did an all-girls free flag football camp there. So that was awesome. We had the likes of Adrian Smith come out. We had the San Diego Rebellion. Big shout out to the Rebellion. They're a local team, women's tackle football team that play at Escondido High School. So if you guys can get a shout out, go and watch them. I think their season starts in March. They came and participated, and we had over 40 girls, 40 to 60 girls from all over San Diego come through. So women, yeah, and then now with our foundation, I also have a media outlet that is the foundation's media outlet called Native Media Team. And we were blessed to be on Radio Row last year. We'll be there again this year in New Orleans. Using our credentials last year and gaining relationships, we'll be hosting the first ever celebrity indigenous woman / girls flag football game, highlighting our girls traveling flag football team versus other indigenous women business owners, athletes, entrepreneurs, fashion designers, etc. at Tad Gormley Stadium, February 5th in New Orleans.
That is so spectacular. You've been so busy and doing such amazing things. So tell me, how do we sign up for supporting you, and where do we go to find out more information about all the things that you offer to your youth?
You can go to nativeyouthfoundation.org. That's where all the information's at. And you could go and donate there. We're 501(c), so I guess we're tax deductible. So all your donations go a long way. We serve over, this year we serviced over 600 youth, I think, through our program all over Southern California. We're real excited because we'll be doing our second annual event. And then we've been asked, I'll share it here, April 19th by the city of Escondido to help facilitate the first ever in Escondido that I know of Southern California Indigenous Culture and Arts Festival at Grape Day Park.
Wow, that's going to be a spectacular event.
Yeah, so if I give you we got a little event rundown, you know, the event. It's free to everybody.
Let's hear it.
Yeah, it's a free event. Thanks to, again, Judy Fitzgerald, Mayor Dwight, everybody involved. You know, everybody involved at the city of Escondido to want to build this relationship with the Native American communities. So 10 a.m. we'll start with an opening ceremony and land acknowledgement from Chairman Steve Cope, and then opening singers from our Sapa Squaw bird singers. And so all of our bird singers this day, all of our cultural events that we'll have, we'll have bird singing, we'll have indigenous arts, indigenous fashion. Every one of the groups will explain the meaning of it before they actually display what they're doing. So you'll get a full explanation of why the songs are being sung, why they're saying the meaning of them. You'll be explained why this art is being painted a certain way, why, you know, certain logos are this, you know, by the artist. You'll explain by Rebecca Jarvie. If you look her up, it's Rebecca Jarvie. She's a Nike N7 Native American designer 2 years ago. She'll be running a fashion show. So indigenous fashion will be in the forefront that day. So she'll explain what she does on how her culture goes into her fashion designing, her beadwork from five generations down, from her grandmas to great grandmas, all goes in her design and culture. And then also, we will be having a powwow dancers and singers. So, you know, the different aspects of indigenous culture all day that day from 10 to 4 p.m.
Don't miss it. Everyone, please join us. It's going to be a historical day in Escondido.
Yes, and this platform here is a great platform. So thank you guys for having us. And, yeah, the foundation, we love to get everybody involved. I know people, Native youth, yeah, we do serve for indigenous youth, but we serve all youth. We're football for all. We don't discriminate against any race, color, any youth looking to get outlets to better themselves. That's what we're here for, to better a people. We're all, like, you know, the great John Trudell used to say, we're all human beings. That's the way our foundation approaches everything we do, as human beings, you know? So don't let, because you see Native youth, no, we're open to all youth. Of course, me being a parent, I don't know if you guys are parents, but we all want our kids to be better than we are, right? So why wouldn't we want our youth to do the same?
Thank you, Keith. This has been a spectacular interview, and I can't wait to hear more. I'd love to have you on the show again sometime after made events and after the Super Bowl. You can tell us all about your experience there.
We'll be in Super Bowl California the next 2 years. To San Francisco, we'll be there front row, and in L.A., and then, of course, Atlanta the third year after. So we're excited because it's coming to the state 2 years
sure
in a row. And
is.
We're going to be at the forefront of indigenous youth excellence, culture, everything to display to really show the world that we're still here surviving and thriving. So thank you guys for giving us a platform, too. It means
a lot. Absolutely. So when we want to hear more about you, or do we just go to your nativeyouthfoundation.org?
Yes, and you can go to at Native Media Team on Instagram and Facebook. That's our media outlet. Or you can go to CaliforniaIndigenousAthletes.com, and you find more information about the football.
Yeah, and we'll put a link on our website.
Thank you. And then go check out North County MMA, probably the top gym in North County. been established 15 years. You know, they got women's cardio going on now. They got all kids programs from jiu-jitsu to boxing, open Monday through Saturday.
I'm very excited about that. And Johnny is going to be on the show next week, and we're going to hear all about it. Thank you, Keith.